roads?
They kicked out, the time is 8:50, we're coming out.
Yes.
Is it green light on?
It's 7:50.
7:50. Yeah, the green light's on, but nobody's home. Coming out of closed session, nothing to report. Open session, next session, sustainable groundwater, any report?
I had a doctor's appointment, nothing urgent, I'm just switching doctors, my daughter's turning 18 this year, and she's going to the Air Force, so I'm looking for a doctor on the other side of the hill.
Oh, Lord.
And so, but it was an appointment that I was unable to change, so I sent Ellie to represent the district, her and Bob Krieger, so I'll let her give you guys the update on that.
So, I'm gonna summarize the meeting, it was about an hour or so long. This was the second San Gregorio Pass Water Agency meeting with Jeff Davis. It was the SGMA, which stands for State Groundwater Management Act. It was a SGMA group, which we discussed the foundations of future meetings, the rules and regulations. There was also a consensus with everyone involved that San Gregorio Pass Water Agency, so Jeff Davis or his designee, they would be the lead agency that would basically work with submitting documents to DWR. They would be the people that DWR contacts on behalf of the region for any questions that they might have or any documents. So everybody said it makes most sense if San Gregorio Pass Water Agency is the lead agency for this.
It's not like they have a lot to do anyway.
Well, and then Jeff Davis, he was hesitant to accept that role because he didn't want to like ruffle any feathers. He was trying to be very polite about it, but everybody said, you know what, it just makes more sense if you take the lead here. So, and that's pretty much it for that meeting. So there is another meeting scheduled, I think, around the first week of May. So hopefully the ball will start to roll then, but this meeting was more of just the rules and regulations, procedures, and who's going to be the lead. So that's all I have to report on that meeting.
You don't have a date yet?
I want to say it was like the first Thursday of May, but I don't have the date.
Should I schedule a doctor appointment?
It's to be determined. That date hasn't been set in stone. It's just penciled in, so.
Okay, so what did you come up with on the folding?
So the folding, I spoke to Director Wargo and Director Israel. The invoices are rather confusing, but if you look at it, it's about $22 for folding, I think like 1,100 envelopes. I don't think Director Wargo or Director Israel had any problems with it, but I'll defer to them.
After looking at the bill and the way the bill's laid out, it's
yeah, it's 2 cents a copy to fold it.
It's very inexpensive.
Yeah, it's not worth getting a machine or putting the labor or all that.
It's not worth the
not
liability.
$50, but for 500.
500 is different.
Yeah, it would have been.
But most of that 500 is postage.
$522.58 is postage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The only reason it was left on the agenda was because it was tabled last month, so yep. We wanted to keep everyone in the loop.
Next item is the regarding waiving the interest penalties for customers on payment arrangements. Okay, did you talk to legal? If you had questions or about the equality of one for all for one kind of a thing.
I had I dropped the ball on this and I think for us to table it to the next meeting. I was supposed to write something up and you and I were supposed to get together.
Okay.
Yeah, so
all right.
You're partially, you're 10% at fault, okay?
Oh, okay.
No,
right.
I'll eat 90% of it.
Okay. So
we can table this for the next meeting. And then you and I will meet sometime between now and in the next meeting, and I'll make sure I got the report correct. And
okay.
Okay.
New business, NBS proposal to update user regulatory fees for water service.
Would you like me to give you a summary?
Just for the summary is fine.
Okay. So the district already had the water rates, the connection fees and the water rates looked at. This is a proposal to look at the district's other fees. So for example, a disconnection fee, customers don't pay their water bill and they get disconnected, or a incident fee when they tamper with district property, or like tag fees, notification fees, hide construction meter fees, any other fees that don't fall under that new service. NBS has given a proposal to review those fees so that way the district ensures that it's not over or undercharging anybody, that the customers aren't subsidizing anybody's issues or other charges. And being conservatively, we took a look at it. It was just kind of a napkin, pen and paper look. But we anticipate that the district would recover the expenses paid to NBS to perform this study within 2 to 5 years. So it's being very conservative with that, but for the amount that they're charging, we anticipate getting that money back through an update of fees within 2 to 5 years, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So didn't we already look at this? Didn't they already try to do this? It was like you paid for the whole rate study thing and then they came back with, the capacity fees.
It was on the first original proposal from quite a while back, but at the time the board said, you know what, let's split the two. At that first original proposal, I did ask them, I said, well, your first proposal, I want to say it was somewhat less. And Greg came back and he told me that it originally they did project that it was going to cost less, but after looking at the attachment in here with all the district's fees, after looking at it in more detail, he said if the board had agreed to it back then, they would have had a contract amendment, so it would have cost about the same that they're proposing now.
So
it was in their original. I'm sorry, what was that?
$6,000 less, not $17,000. Which part of those did we break out?
So we had these fees, and we also had the new service and water use fees, which were already approved. These two were separated.
No. I know we have the new charges.
Mm-hmm.
And then they brought forward something else. Did we move forward with that, or did we stop it?
That
we separated it out.
This was the second part that was separated out.
And this was the part we said we didn't want to do back then?
Correct.
And so the fees that they're going to be looking over, the fee structure design, data collection, cost of service, and all that.
No, that's their thing. If you go, that what they would be looking at was,
that's what they'd be charging them.
Right, but they would be doing things like she said, like the whether our hookup charges were legal and within standard, you know, or a new meter hookup. And then our red tag or blue tag and shut off fees and reclamp fees.
So the fees that it cost us to go to somebody's house to put a red tag, that's what they want us to look at to charge for.
That,
what do we normally charge for that?
$10.
$10.
If you
okay.
look at... If
so looking at that $10 fee and to look at those small fees that we do, they want to pay us $17,000, $18,000 basically?
And the construction, when we issue a construction meter, whether we're within the cost, I can't think of how the word is, but industry standard, I guess, would be the easiest mm-hmm. way, or the norm, whether or not, because like right now we charge $8,000 for a new meter connection. Is that high, low, correct, minimal?
So one of the things, if you guys look at Exhibit A, which is at the back of the NBS proposal, It'll say Exhibit A, and then you'll see the district logo, and it says Cabazon Water District fees and charges. This is an old example that they're using, but you'll look at it, says metered account setup fee, $20. Meter accuracy testing fee, $75. You keep going through, and it's not only just the little fees, the $10 door tag fees, but it's also some of the larger fees. One of the more noticeable or more substantial items that they would review would be that when somebody's requesting a new service at a property that's never had water service before, they're going to look and say, okay, right now the district is charging $1,100 to dig up the street, to get the backhoe, to tap the main line, to pull that line all the way up to the curb, to install the meter box. It accounts for all the materials, it accounts for the labor involved, for the backhoe time. The district's only charging $1,100 right now to install a 5/8 inch meter. So NBS will look at how long it takes, what's involved, the equipment, the materials, and it'll say, okay, that $1,100, you're undercharging right there, or you're overcharging. So that's one of the bigger things.
Okay, so what does it cost for, like, in a bigger district for that? Because if that's $100, then we need 170 new connections to make up for this set. And this is NBS, this is with Sid, right?
No, this is with Greg Henry. If you remember the gentleman that came and gave the presentation, yeah.
Is this to make sure that we are complying but with the law on how much we're charging?
Yes. I don't have the amount that other districts charge, but just talking with Greg over the phone, he said most likely, from what he's seen, it's undercharging. And he gave me a number, and he said, well, I think, just off the top of my head, I think it would be closer to this amount. And from using that number, we kind of did a quick calculation and said, okay, it'll take, if this is one thing, it'll take 2 to 5 years to recover that cost at the rate things are going now.
So if we're undercharging, say for instance that we do this, and in a couple of years somebody says that we're overcharging, is that going to affect any of it too, or that's going to be legal fees, wouldn't it?
If the study is performed, then there's going to be the study and the documentation, and I think legal would have to back it up too. So they can make a claim that they're overcharging, but we basically have proof that, well, this is why we're not. Because materials cost this much, labor is this much.
When was the last time we had one of these done?
Do you know?
Oh, my turn?
Yeah. This was before I came on board. It's
about, I would say about 10 years ago. And also, if you go to page 2 of their proposal, some of the charges they're going to assess, and it's listed, NBS will update the water and fee charge and fees and charges listed below, which is meter account setup fee, meter accuracy test fee, backflow test charge, damage and other miscellaneous fees, meter removal or replacement, plan check, inspection, and processes and fees, delinquent account service charge, reconnection charge, door hanger fees, customer valve installation fee, will serve letter charge fee, which is issued for fire flow, return check charge, fax or photocopy charges, and service connection charge. And show you an example of MBS's their recommendation during the rate increase study. We originally had budgeted a loss of $215,459. As of this date, we are in the black for $25,000, and that was just because you guys approved the rate increase. So when Ellie says it takes 3 to 5 years to recover the $17,000, that's a very
conservative.
Yeah, conservative estimate.
And I don't have all those numbers written down. Like I said, it was done just in the spur of the moment, an estimate, just to give a rough idea. Because I wanted to know, well, if we're going to spend this much money, are we ever going to recover it? But that the quick math that we did, that was based only on the connection charges, on if we updated that to what Greg thought it might be. So that wasn't taking into account any of the other charges, the door tag charges, the meter testing charges. That wasn't taking into account updating those.
And the cost for the study is to recommend adjustments not only for proposed projects where developers will profit, but require the compliance of the district must meet in areas of training, water quality, and requirements for the California Water Code. In other words, if you have somebody that's irresponsible in paying the water bill, or somebody that's going to commit water theft, like today, and or a developer coming in with a large product or a large project, you're gonna burden your ratepayers. And who are the ratepayers? Well, it's you and your neighbors. And that's what this study is all about, is to ensure that we're not either overcharging or undercharging these fees. That way, when we do recommend another rate increase or a rate adjustment, it won't be that significant or that large, because we're charging a sufficient amount for the people that ought to be paying instead of burdening ratepayers. And it costs money to make money.
Yeah. Is this time sensitive? Do we have to decide this evening?
No.
Sounds good, too.
I'm sorry?
In theory. In theory, it sounds good. This seems good. Mm. But,
only time sensitive if you wait, let's say, like, to next year. It could go on, because, you know, with inflation.
A month. Because I looked at this, and after about a half an hour or so, I just said, well, you know, unless I have my own little sheet to look at, like, oh, this and that, I'm not going to really understand this. Mm-hmm.
In NBS, because I tried to press him for more information, he basically, in a nice way, told me, well, we can't tell you how much we think this really would be. For example, a door tag fee. District, as it is shown in your packets, the district charges $10 per door tag fee. Greg couldn't tell me, well, I really think this is going to be $18 or should be $18 because of this, this, and this. He said, you know, I can't tell you this because we're not performing the study. We really won't know until we perform the study. But, for example, this connection fee, you are charging about $1,100 for connection. I've seen it in many other districts that it's more like this figure. So more likely it would be this for you guys.
Can we go back to them and ask them to take some of these off there? Would that lower their hours that they're going to punch in a couple numbers on those test streets?
I can ask him.
If we pick out door hangers, we can figure out how much gas it takes us. Something to go 3 miles to put a door back on. I don't think we need to spend a study on that, and that's why
I'm back last. I can ask him, but I want to say from our conversation, because I asked him something similar, like, is there any way we can cut back on certain to see if the expense would be different? But I want to be quite honest with you, I don't remember his exact response, but I want to say it was something like along the lines of, well, you could, but it's not going to impact the study too much, the amount of time that's going to be involved. But I can ask him again. I'll ask
the return
him.
Check charge. What the heck's that all about?
The return
check?
Yeah, right. these people that you guys were not going to do the deposits anymore?
No, if somebody bounces a check, typically the bank issues a charge, even though...
But
fax and photocopy charge.
Forgive me. Are they going to be receiving the money from the district, for the district, the return check charge? The district pays them to do this job. That's all there is to it.
No, this is what they're going to check our fees that we currently have for this, right? And they're going to make sure that they're the correct fees that we're charging for this. And I push back. I now understand, and since just my take on it, he's not clear to you. It's not hard to be clear to you. That's just my take on it. So I'm a little nebulous now. I'm a little sure about this whole deal.
This organization, not necessarily the deal, in theory it sounds really good. In fact, mm-hmm. probably should happen. This particular organization is kind of, that's just my thing.
Can we, is there another organization that does this besides MBS? Because I'm, okay, they made us do this, we did this giant rate study with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they put in our budget this $11,000 for something. And then the next month, after we did the rate study, or the next 2 months, they came back and said, oh, well, you guys should update these fees. Why didn't we update these fees in our giant...
Well, they didn't.
We asked them to cut them not to do it together.
Right,
we as a board asked them not to do it together. We want to do this as a separate entity.
Originally...
That was afterwards when we had two, when we had the capacity charges and this. We asked them to take this
right. They wanted to do the...
The rate study fee
and this here and the capacity fee?
Capacity charges and this were separate.
They wanted to do it all together and we said no, we'd break it down.
No.
Hold on, Sarah, can I chime in really quick? Originally they said both. They said, well, what do you have that we can look at? So the district office said, well, this is everything here. Take a look at it. What do you think you can do? They gave a proposal for both together. You guys didn't see that original proposal because management looked at it and said, wow, that's a lot. We're going through financial times right now. Can we cut it in half? And they said, yes, we can cut it in half. And we said, we don't want to overload anybody. We're trying to keep an eye on the budget. This was before the rate increase and everything. So the one half was brought to the board for review and discussion. And then after that was when the second part was brought. Well, okay, you guys, you're looking at this. Well, here's the other half of that. Do you want to go with this too? And that's when the board said, you know what, no, right now it's not in the budget. No, let's wait. So it wasn't snuck on. It wasn't that they said, well, here's this. Oh, since you guys are doing this, here's more. We want more work from you. That was not the case.
I want to look at the paperwork that I have from the rate from before, because before it was $1,100 for the capacities and the fees.
Mm-hmm.
So we took out the capacities from the fees and we had them do the capacity charges. And so that, I think that was around $5,000 or $6,000. Now they're saying for the other part that would have been an additional $5,000 or $6,000, it's $17,000 just to look at fees.
That, and I asked him on that. I said, why was it cheaper before? Why was it less before? And he came back and said, well, originally we thought it would only take this much time and this much review. But after further review, it's more complex. We need to put it over to this other department of ours. And I said, well, if we had approved the whole contract back then, the first time around, would it have been less? And he said, no. He said, we would have started out where we would have thought, yeah, it's only going to be the 11,000 or whatever the amount was. But he said, after we started getting into it, we would have given you guys a contract amendment saying, you know what, this is more than we anticipated. It's going to take X amount more of time. Do you guys want to continue on with this? That's what he told me. Because I asked him the same thing. This isn't something you need to make a decision on tonight, though. If you'd like to table it and chew on it some more, you can do.
We'll table it.
table? Want me to take a roll call, or is it the consensus of the board?
I think it's your consensus.
Okay. Did the board want me to obtain anything for to help you make a decision next month, or?
There was something I was going to ask about in this, was because we had discussed if you go to your example, there was a delinquent account service charges, because we've got the penalty and debt. I was kind of concerned about the interest of this discussion that we were having. If this would be apropos to put into this instead of, do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because the discussion about the interest and penalties on not a delinquent account, but a overusage account, where they're trying to make up for a broken water line or whatever. So I was kind of like thinking that would be something to put in this versus the other show. So it's kind of like catch-22.
I believe, Calvin, chime in if I'm wrong. I believe this delinquent account service charge, this would be more for everybody in general. If you think about it this way, so if you're late on a bill, you're basically given a loan of sorts, whether it be $2 or whatever it is. So this is that loan charge or finance charge for the month. But if you wanted to discuss like a leak forgiveness bill or...
Well, it's not leak forgiveness, but it's the interest on making monthly payments on excessively high bill.
Then that sounds like something a little separate, like a special situation.
What would Calvin and I were going to discuss.
Yeah. Because not everybody that's late is going to have a special situation.
Well, no, but I... Yeah. Well, my concern with the original was that a guy acknowledges they had a bad leak and they took care of it, but now their bill is so exorbitant they can't pay it all in 1 month, so they need time. But mm-hmm. why are we charging them interest?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, do you need more information for her to get you more information?
If we could do it on an ad hoc basis, like if we could take out the extra fees and just do like give the hospital like a new water box, like a new water installation, and not go over
individualized
door hanger fees.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not that long.
Okay, so let's
kind of
let
middle,
no, it's all right. But let's go to there, to page 2, real quick. Meter setup fee. Well, what would you want to scratch? Or
okay, door hanger. I could go over what I want to get rid of quicker.
Okay.
Door hanger. Bill service letter charge? The letter that we're talking
that
about?
That has to deal with engineering and saying that, yes, we can serve you with water, because it's part of the kind of rate study, isn't it? The will serve letter.
Yeah, the will serve letter is if there's a new parcel and someone wants to develop, we go out, we measure how far the hydrants are, we perform a few tests, make sure there's water capacity. We work with the engineers on it. So honestly, that one I think we're undercharging, and our engineers have mentioned that too.
The facts are for the property charges. I don't see any that's in-house.
Okay, so the way I see it, there's only three things that we can delete from there.
Which damage, how can they give us an estimate on damage?
Cost of materials and time to fix it.
They're not going to know what damage is.
Which page are you guys on?
It's the item 1, 2, 3, 4, item 4 on page 2 of their proposal.
Oh.
Reconnection.
fee charge.
So you ask, what you would ask them, can they itemize some of these things on page two? They got to go hangar fee, return check fee, fax and photocopy charges. I don't know, some of this is good.
Like reconnection fee when we have to turn somebody's water back on, and that's a pretty standard process. And it's just our time to go out there and turn it back on.
Like, you want me to ask them?
No, I'm asking you guys, is like, when we go out there to do that, is that just like, oh, that's gonna make this guy want to go out?
It's just a reconnect, so we send somebody out to turn it on.
But I mean, in the act of turning it on, is there something that they're going to say, oh, well, this takes this much besides like the vehicle and the gas to get out there?
And now it's time to work the work order and then to reestablish the computer and the wear and tear on the truck.
We're within 3 miles, and that's why.
Maybe we still have wear and tear on the truck. Short drives are worse on the equipment than long drives.
Okay. Is that $17,000 worth to have somebody figure out how much mileage that is, or do we add 75 cents?
Well,
do we figure out how long it takes, you know, for 1 hour of the car use, that takes this much depreciation of it?
But we don't depreciate here.
You would charge them for that process.
Well, okay, so we have the total man hour cost per hour. So if he's going to go make a reconnection, yes, it's only 3 miles, but he's got to get the work order, he's got to get the tools per se, or do whatever, and then he's got to drive over there, and then he drives back. So now we've got 1 hour at $23 an hour plus medical, dental, optical, 401k, social security, workman's comp. So now our costs have gone up to $65 or $75. I don't know. Got to figure all that out. Somebody's got to figure it out. Then we got to figure out, okay, now the truck, it's at least 50 cents a mile. So that's $3 more. And then the tools that are required, the depreciation that we talked about. So there's, you know, who's going to do this? Are you going to do this? Or am I going to do this? Or are they going to do this? So that's the whole thing. Same thing with the facilities charges, okay? The basic charge, we have $3,600. Who figures that out? Who's the distribution charge, $3,200? Who figures that out? Now, the connection charge of $1,170, is that right? Okay, it takes a backhoe at $95 an hour, 3 hours, so okay, there's $300. And we got three guys out there, so there's another $600. Okay, now we're gonna use a lateral, a valve,
I get where you're going. Are you waiting for me to stop you? Okay. I was waiting for you to get to a point.
No, but at the point.
No, I understand that, but we don't know what are our current rates. I don't think, for banning, absolutely, this would make sense. You got a bigger town, you got more connections, you got more. But for us, it seems superfluous.
We don't know what it costs right now, so we're asked to buy something, to replace something, and we don't know what it costs right now. So it's been tabled. Probably.
But we can still discuss it.
Yeah, I know. We probably can tell we're on.
Maybe I can explain it in a.
It's helpful to tell because
you're buying an insurance policy because somebody challenges these
right.
rates, they're going to ask for justification. And this is what this outfit or people like these people do. They're able to justify the cost. Or instead of spending $17,000, we can spend maybe $170 or $1.7 million in defending a lawsuit. And it doesn't matter if we're a large city or we're just a mutual water district. All it takes is one Jamoke that has a, you know, ambulance chaser, chasing lawyer, and they'll file a lawsuit. And that would cost us more than $17,000 just to defend it. So basically, this is what this is for.
It's
CYA.
I get it at CYA. I kind of want to know what it was crazy. The number went up from, you know, the number tripled. The number tripled. When we walked out last time, yeah.
I got an idea. What, you know,
we should go over our, that original proposal and everything else, and then see, clarify what you're talking about. I understand what you're saying. You know, we had this blanket thing, and then it got separated, and now the cost is doubled. But I think her explanation was that they underestimated.
Yeah. They probably underestimated because we're a small district. And then
okay.
It being at least 10 years since one's been done.
I think we'll table it until we can do our own personal research and reading of the paperwork from previous meetings.
Right. Does it cost us for them to come out to present this to us?
I'll ask Greg, but from what I recall, he said, well, I can't come out until I have a contract signed, because, yeah. I can ask him for an email, if I can get something, I'll put it in your next board packet, but they won't come out.
They will attend up to two on-site progress meetings with the staff to review the initial progress. And they said something about public presentation. One public presentation.
We did that last time. I had that included. That's probably not.
Let's go over this. Yes, it's coming. Public comment. General manager's comments.
I just like to recognize R.D. Cash again. He was our board president for 8 years. He's come out here with his farmer tractor, and we used to entertain the kids on all the special occasions. So we'll be well missed.
I think a request that the district send a letter to the family, offering our condolences, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, if we're going to do that, let's not do a letter. Let's do a card.
Well, do you understand?
Yeah. Make it a little more personal than formal.
Any future agenda items? Comments from the peanut gallery? Board member comments? Financial workshop is May 15th. The board meeting is May 15th. There's no committees. The water alliance is on April 25th. And in the CEQA meeting to be announced. Correct?
Right? Mm-hmm.
CEQA? Who's going to go to the alliance? Because I won't be here.
On the 25th?
Where are you going to
meet? Because I can't back out of that now, huh?
Which one?
Tyler.
April 25th.
You could.
What time?
I can try.
5 p.m.
Do you want me to cancel it for you?
Yeah.
Supposed to go
on anyway? Yeah. Well, I'm checking my work schedule to see if
I need to do ASAP.
Yeah, I will be going to the Alliance.
Okay. How does that cancel with Tyler?
Let me know. Okay. Make a motion to adjourn at 8:29.
Make a motion we adjourn.
A second.
I made the motion. I didn't say I made a motion.
No, you're the president.
Okay, so we go home?
You're not allowed to make a motion.
You're not supposed